meeting the American people and hearing their concerns. So you may not have known this, but yesterday is World Water Day. Was World Water Day. It supposedly highlights the problems faced in many developing countries and the fact that a billion people in the world have no access to clean water. But the clean water problem is also a problem, as many environmental problems are, of the fact that 6 billion people inhabit this earth. 6 billion people with their requirements for clean water and their production of all kinds of waste products that must be retired from the planet to sustain life. Joining us now is Rose George, who's author of the book Big Necessity, The Unmentionable World of Human Waste and Why It Matters, particularly why it matters to the availability of clean water throughout the globe. But Rose, on the line from London, thanks for being a part of the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, certainly if you live in a normal home with running water, you certainly understand the connection between fresh water coming in and waste water going out. But how does that manifest itself in the biosphere, and why is it much more difficult today to keep waste water streams separate from clean water streams?
Well, the difficulty is that although 1 billion people have no access to clean water, 2.6 billion, that's twice as many people, have no access to sanitation. What that means is you've got a lot of people with absolutely no vessel or receptacle in which to do their business and to contain their potentially toxic waste. And so that is obviously getting into the water supply. So when we talk about waterborne diseases and water contamination, often that contamination is human or animal waste. And it has a huge public health impact around the world. Diarrhea is the second biggest killer of children under five. So the connection between sanitation and clean water is absolutely fundamental, but is often forgotten.
Now, in the developed world, we understand that running water and various kinds of hidden systems to deal with the waste stream and to deliver the clean water is how we get both of these problems solved. But does the Earth itself have any sort of straightforward biological system for dealing with waste? And is the number of humans on the planet simply overwhelming to whatever biological systems are there?
There are natural ways of dealing with waste. I mean, we have things called waste stabilization ponds, which do mimic nature's way of dealing with waste, and that involves organic bacteria, which simply munch it away, and it also involves sunshine, which can be a disinfectant and can clean waste water. But yes, there are simply, I think, too many humans and not enough effective ways of dealing with our waste, and in fact, sewage is the biggest marine pollutant on the planet, and that's a huge problem because that obviously affects environments and, again, affects health.
How do you take an issue that is so sort of unpleasant to talk about, involves so many sorts of moral and custom issues that keep it from being on the sort of straightforward agenda? How do you get something like this to be a matter of rights and political manifestos where people have a right to sanitation, and that's a part of the whole makings of government programs and international aid efforts?
It's extremely difficult, and in fact, sanitation has been so profoundly neglected. I mean, there is a World Water Day, but it's not World Water and Sanitation Day. And I was at the World Water Forum in Turkey last week, and just looking down the list of events, they were pretty much all about clean water supply and not about sanitation. So it is difficult to get it onto the political agenda, but I think last year was the International Year of Sanitation, and I think there is a bit of momentum. I think the key to getting politicians to take this seriously, because they clearly haven't, because we're in 2009, we have that enormous death toll from diarrhea, which is such a banal thing.
And celebrities are more likely to, be on a poster involving clean water. I mean, you're not going to see Gwyneth Paltrow being like the spokeswoman for diarrhea, right?
You're not, but I really wish she would, or someone would. Someone should step up to the latrine slab, because I often say Matt Damon does so much good work on clean water, and it's really a very simple, logical step to figure out that if you have a clean water supply in a village and you have no latrines and open defecation and human waste lying around all the place, it's obviously going to get into the water supply. So you really can't have one without the other. But the other thing that is... that's one thing, a celebrity would really, really help, but the other thing is that it's a financial issue, and if we can... make politicians understand that if you invest $1 in sanitation, you save $7 in health costs averted and labor days that you gain back because people are not sick from diarrhea every week. It's an extremely, it's one of the most cost-effective health preventions we have.
That's 7 to 1.
7 to 1, and yet politicians just don't calculate this. And they,
you know, and we should remind people, this is not a word game. I mean, in the sense that people might say, well, you're talking about clean water. Everybody knows what that means. You're saying that explicit attention to sanitation is absolutely essential. You can't just generally talk about clean water without making this the top priority.
You can't. And clean water in many ways, like waterborne disease, is a euphemism, because water-related disease is really a euphemism for fecal contamination of water. And yes, it's not a very palatable topic to many people, but I do think that people are more receptive to this issue, and it's simply that the issue has not been communicated properly. I think that is going to change, and there are some good organizations coming up and doing a lot more work and being less timid about making their case. I think the difficulty is there has been a timidity and an assumption that people do not want to hear about this. But my experience from writing this book, people do want to hear about it, and they are very sympathetic to this issue once it's communicated to them.
Well, getting away from timidity is a global issue, and the issue of sanitation. Rose George, author of The Big Necessity, The Unmentionable World of Human Waste and Why It Matters, on the day after World Water Day, an important issue. Timidity out the door. Rose, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.